Hello and greetings. This is Carol Adrian, your numerologist. Today I'm looking at an email from a woman whom I shall call Michelle. This is not her real name. She writes, I'm living with a man who's 55 who moved in with me due to a job loss. He has taught me to have more fun. Although I am not sure he loves me, and after 3 months of living together and knowing each other for a year, we've not had sex. I have a new job that allows me to work for a startup company. This relationship, this new job, and this workout regimen has been my focus. My extended family is very draining, and I keep a respectful distance to maintain my sanity. My question is, how can I make a shift in moving things to the next level in my life? Thank you so much for your question, Michelle. I'm looking at your numerology chart, which I worked out from your original birth name and your birth date, which is June 9th. Okay, what am I seeing here? Your question's about is really about what's going on in your life right at the moment. And, of course, I look here at your numerological table of events, which is kind of an inside look at the personal year number, and which is very prominent. You're in a one personal year. This is the beginning. 2011 is the beginning of a new 9-year cycle. So, in fact, you are moving to a new level already by being in this new job, this new relationship, and trying to get healthy with your workout routine. So making personal changes like this is absolutely on the money for you. Another number which is influencing you is called the Essence, which is a number 32 or 5. 3 and 2 add up to 5. So you're under the kind of vibration of a number 5. Now, what do we know about 5 in numerology? Well, it's one of the numbers which is most concerned or really responsible for the big changes in our life. 32, 5 would say there'd be changes in relationship, changes in the way you communicate with people. And, yeah, having more fun is definitely indicated there. You know, you're under this 5. This influence, it started back in June of 2009. Around that time, and of course, last year in 2010, you were in a 9-year, which was a completion year. Now, I'm not sure, you know, you said you've known your boyfriend for a year. A lot of times when we meet somebody at the end of a cycle, exactly in a 9-year, which you did, it's got some benefits to it, but it doesn't always last that long. My concern for you is you're under the number 32, which is a 5, as I said. Yes, one thing it talks about is changes, but it also talks about healthy physical expression, and you're not having that in this relationship. That is what worries me. You may be having fun, and maybe you needed that when you were, you know, going through some issues. Maybe it looks like you had some financial issues that were more stressful around 2009 when you were 36. But right now, this is a time more for you to get more out of life than it sounds like what you're getting with this draining situation with your extended family. Why are you putting up with it? Is it so important to do this right now? Now, I want to get back to something here. Looking at the full values for your birth name, this is called your destiny. Your destiny is like, what are you supposedly one of the things you're supposed to focus on and achieve in this life? It's a one, which is taking charge of your own life. Not, you know, maybe being a leader. You're in a startup company. That's very appropriate for a one. Ones are kind of interested in new trends, pioneering ideas. They like the forefront, which is great for you. But the one is also, you know, the destiny of the one would also be learning that you don't have to do it alone, but you don't have to do it in a way that's draining either. Your heart's desire is a 13-4, so there's a bit of karma there. It's possible perhaps you've known this guy from a past life and he's there to teach you something about your ability to work through an obstacle, get balanced, and make some healthy decisions. Your realization number is a 9, So there's a, you and your birthday, I notice, is a 9. That 9 is the quality of feeling very much wanting to help other people. So you may feel like, oh, well, this guy, you know, you took him in out of the goodness of your heart. You have that urge to express compassion, which is great and certainly worthy. The 9 has to also learn not to give too much and not, you know, if you're going to drain yourself, you're giving too much. All right, so that's a big lesson. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Our lives are not supposed to be just drained if we can do something about it. There are, of course, a lot of situations where we are there because we want to be there, we love it, we love the people, we're going to be there for them. And, of course, that's the root of human love and unconditional love for others, which is always laudable. Just ask yourself, is this really what's going on? Or are you feeling like you took him in, he didn't have a job, and you have to be there for him? I don't know. Do you? I don't know. So one of the challenges that you have in your life is around the number 8. Now, a lot of people know the number 8 in numerology as the number of money. But it's also the number about power. What kind of power? Are you giving away your power? Are you feeling like you don't have choices, that other people are more important? So that's an issue in your chart here. Issues around feeling worthy of love. You are worthy of full and complete love. And to settle for less than that, I don't know. You will do as you like, but you're in a period right now which has shifted from that kind of focus on love and relationship and feeling afraid of being lonely to a whole new vibration, which is power, results. You should be able to. I would be very careful to keep your finances separate from other people. Begin a serious saving and investment strategy. You're in an 8 and a 4. Your 8 pinnacle is your overall influence. And you know what? It's going to be with you for the rest of your life. So learning about taking charge of your life, moving up, you are moving to a new level. And I think the way to do it, to answer your question, would be to realize, what are my choices and what am I willing to do? What am I not willing to do? It's in your ball court, so to speak. There's nothing that's going to move you to a new level. It's like already the circumstances are right in front of you. And it's important for you to sit down and seriously have a talk with yourself and say, you know, where in my life would I like to make some changes? Where do I need to have a serious discussion? If you're not having sex by this time with your boyfriend, you need to have a serious discussion about that. And what you want to do. I mean, you know, everyone puts up with something in life, but that's a pretty big one. And you're a young woman, and you need to consider where you want to go, because you're really, with your 8 pinnacle, you're going to be the CEO of your life, the rest of your life. And I think you're going to do very well. You have a very persevering quality about your chart. You have 3 4s. We have 3 M's in your name. Those are 4. That letter, that number 4, means that you work very hard at things. And it may be that somewhere along the line you have built in the belief that I have to work on things. You know, you mentioned having more fun. Yeah, you probably are a serious person in some ways. But, you know, you can have fun and have the guy that is, you know, right for you. So separate out your instincts to help others and not helping to the detriment of your own life. You set your expectations higher, and you will go to a new level. I hope this has helped, Michelle. So please keep in touch with me and let me know what happens. I do think you're in a very strong place to make some changes in your life, or at least until June of 2012. And I picture you as learning something new and getting into a very spiritual frame of mind in your early 40s. You're going to be very drawn to using your intuition, learning. Maybe it could also mean learning new technology, learning something very, you'll become kind of an expert at what you do. And so anyway, please keep in touch, and I wish you all the best with your situation.